from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And let there be baseball. Sports in this world, our world on WFAN, resume again tonight. Mets back in action versus the Marlins. Yankees back in action versus the Rays. And we're going to take your calls on put your chips in the middle time. Where, oh, where do you think the second halves lead the Mets and Yankees at 888-808-1019? And Sean Morris, Tiki Barber, here on Evident Tiki.
That's a beautiful day we're having.
It is a beautiful day. But that put your chips in the middle of the table.
That one was for
Jim Fossil line. I got what you were doing. You're trying to bring some nostalgia back. But that's just for the Mets. That's not for the Yankees. The Yankees are already in it.
Oh, right? I disagree already.
They're already there. The Yankees, we know the Yankees are making the postseason.
Yeah, but
don't
the chips in the middle means
going all in,
yeah,
getting that extra piece.
I'm talking about
the
how
trade
far
deadline.
They're really getting to.
Yeah, I hear you. But I think the bigger question, and we can debate this, I think the bigger question is, what are the Mets going to attempt to do? Like, how are they viewing themselves?
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with these next two or three series and how they perform. They come out and take care of business in this upcoming series against the Marlins. Then you're going to start feeling real good about where they are and what they need to do. But if they falter and then they get into the, you know, these next couple series and they falter again, then you start worrying about the trade deadline going the other way. Because right now, yeah, I feel like momentum for the Mets is acquire. And they've proven it over the last 40 games, going back to the end of May. June and July have been spectacular for a lot of these guys. Jose Iglesias and Lindor and Nimmo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you got to come out of the break and keep that momentum going. And if they do, then you decide if you're David Stearns, all right, we're evaluating, but we got a shot here. And the clubhouse is telling us we have a shot. And you better listen. Like,
right.
You can't not listen when your clubhouse is telling you, we want to go for this thing right now.
And you've had Brandon Nimmo on camera tell the world and tell the audience and send a message, hey, believe in us, we can handle this. Obviously, they lose that last game to the Rockies, but overall, a great last flurry and finish. And you wonder, does a break like this, Tiki, and you obviously had bye weeks in your career, can it kill momentum, or is it just what the doctor ordered? Because I think there's two teams here in this town where you have to ask that question. It felt like the Yankees finally figured something out, winning 2 or 3, although that last game on Sunday was a complete disaster. But I think that this All-Star break came at the right time for them to kind of calm down and reset.
Right.
But on the flip side, I'm not so sure that the break has come at the right time for the Mets. They were kind of trucking along here. And when you look at their schedule beyond this Marlins 4-game set, you're going to have the Subway Series and then you're going to have 4 with the Atlanta Braves. They need to get off to a hot start here versus the Marlins and can't flounder around here, for lack of a better term, and split.
I actually think it came at a bad time for the Mets.
I agree.
Because there wasn't, I guess maybe to get their pitching more aligned up and get their bullpen rested and rethought about themselves. But that notwithstanding, I think the break came at a bad time for the Mets because everything felt like it was clicking.
Yes.
Like everything, like the lineup was pretty consistent. You felt like you were getting the right kind of production out of everybody that you needed to. When you go look at Lindor's like OPS plus and WRC, all these advanced statistics post that May 30th date, it's out of control. Man, he's been fantastic. And so is Nimmo, and so is Jose Iglesias. And now, is it sustainable? You know, probably not to that degree, but
right,
it's still, like, it's everybody was on the same page. And now all of a sudden momentum stops. And you got to hope. I mean, this is a hope thing, and hope sucks in sports. You got to hope that they come back, and it's the same kind of mentality, the same kind of production, and that's not guaranteed. So I think for the Mets, the break came at a bad time. I think for the Yankees, it was actually perfect. You know what? Because they were scuffling, and then they got a feel-right series against the Baltimore Orioles, and then they got a break. So right. you go into the break feeling good, despite the last loss and how they lost, the ugly nature in which it happened. But they got themselves feeling good and then taking a deep breath, and now they can come out and just be the team that we know that they are.
At home, which is key, too, because not only did the players get a break, you know who needed a break? And I'll tell you, because I'm one of them. The Yankee fan base. The Yankee fan base living and dying with every single one of these games and what has happened over the last 6 weeks after, admittedly, we were a little too cocky off the hot start to start the year. We had begun to turn on the Yankees a little bit. We've all gotten a little break from each other. It's like any good marriage, right?
You know what? That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, a little break. And now the Yankee thing goes, tonight's bobblehead night, Gerrit Cole bobblehead night. You get a Ray team where pieces are looking to get sold off left and right.
It's gorgeous outside.
Gorgeous out. You're going to get a rejuvenated Yankee crowd. Hopefully the Yankees answer the bell, and they need to. Like I just said, the Mets coming up on what's coming up for them. The Yankees cannot come out and lose 3-4 to Tampa. They can't even split with Tampa. This has to be a series win to start. But Tiki Barber, and leading to the calls at 888-808-1019 here on Evan and Tiki. We have done a lot of trash talking. Loogie's here not to answer the bell today. Evan's not here to answer the bell today. We have had a lot of fun, and that's what baseball can provide. It's such a long season that when we overreact the ins and outs to every game, we can get a little kooky. Mm-hmm. We can get a little crazy. We get to have fun. We get to reset expectations and go on the record right now on WFAN, okay? The second half, or at least the post-All-Star break, is upon us. Mm-hmm. We have two teams currently in a playoff position in Major League Baseball. On the record, I want to know, are the Mets and Yankees, or Mets or Yankees, making the playoffs, and how far are they going?
Yes.
And who will be the team that goes further into October, the Mets or the Yankees?
So, I think both teams are going to make the postseason, and I think the Yankees win the division. Now, they're right behind the Orioles right now, but the Orioles, I think the break came also at a bad time for the Orioles as well. Or maybe not. Actually, probably
they were scuffling.
It was actually probably a good time for the Orioles. And I guess that Fugazi win that they got because of the two errors by Volpe and Verdugo in left field.
Fugazi, but it's going to count big time at the end of the year.
Whatever. I say it's Fugazi because what they're saying is, look, we came back and we won the game.
The Yankees lost that game.
The Yankees basically handed them that game. But if it makes them feel good, it makes them feel good because they were on a slide. They had been on one for a while, and they had some wins here and there, but they were on a slide. And so I think the break came at a good time for them because they needed to just, all right, let's collect ourselves and come back and be the team that we were earlier on in the season. Not dissimilar to the Yankees, but I think the Yankees, that with the break feeling good, have a completely different mentality. I think the Orioles slide, and I think the Yankees turn back into the team that they were, especially with some rest for their rotation, who have not found ways to be consistent enough. I think the Mets sneak in, but I think the Yankees go farther. I really do believe this is a deadline determiner here. What happens at the deadline? And I think the Yankees have to be all in. I'm not so sure that the Mets have to be all in. The Mets have the choice.
Right.
They can go make some minor adjustments here, but they're not going to go get rental arms. Right, because it doesn't make any sense. Because the only way that a rental arm makes sense is if you go to the NLCS, right? You get to the World Series.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
The Mets will add something, but to that point, they're not going to empty out whatever they just gained.
They're not going for it. The Yankees, I think, are more in a position to say, "All right, look, we got Judge is Judge. We got Cole's Cole. We got Juan Soto's Juan. We got to go push.
Yeah.
We have to go push, and we have to make our team better." So it's not that they're desperate, but I think that the opportunity is right there for the Yankees to make some adjustments at the trade deadline and truly give themselves a shot. I don't think, and maybe sacrifice some of the future.
Right.
I don't think the Mets are in that position to go do that.
All right, but you think the Yankees are going further?
I think because they're going to do more.
How far?
I mean, they're at least getting to the ALCS.
Look, this is the time, baby. It's July 19th.
That's my thought. And maybe I'm optimistic.
At least ALCS.
Maybe I'm being anti-Jeter right now. But at least ALCS. I don't mean that being I don't like it. Derek
Jeter. No, you didn't like
Jeter. Derek Jeter picked the Orioles to represent.
And remember
the way
this is going to be bracketed out, so to speak, the top wild card will be the Yankees or the Orioles, whoever loses that division.
Yes.
And by virtue, there's a very good chance
they get each other in a divisional round.
Yes. Based on what Cleveland does and so on and so forth. And the Mets, you think, make the playoffs sneak in out in the wild card round?
It depends on who they're matched. I think it's going to be a matchup thing for them. Because can they get through the wild card? Yeah, of course. Because they'll have decent enough starting pitching. Especially with Kodai Senga coming back relatively soon. I think he's got one more start in AAA, but then he'll be slotted right back into this rotation. Look, they're not deep rotation-wise, but can they push through a wild card round? I'd say yes.
All right. Maybe I'm a sucker. I could be. And Tiki, you have rode this wave of emotions for me as a fan. There was a day I came in here and promised you the Yankees would not win anything. I was so distraught after the Ranger elimination. Then I got really negative during this run of, as Pete Hoffman walks in to take out a Ranger jersey, almost on cue to insult me.
I know.
I got real, real negative during the last stretch. Then this weekend, I wasn't here Monday because of a possum in my house. I was more positive off the Yankees Sunday loss than anything because of the 2 out of 3. They did take the Baltimore. I think the Yankees are going to give you a little juice here. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good resetting. I think they're going to steamroll the Rays. And frankly, next week, I think we're going to have a lot of fun at the stadium. I think they're going to steamroll and they're going to answer back with a sweep of the Mets, too. I really do.
So if they do that, if they sweep the Rays
I think 3 out of 4 of the Rays sweep of the Mets.
Right, okay, so whatever. So 3 out of 4, they take 5 out of the 6
I think that's how they start the second half.
Then how can you not feel great about them again? And then also just reinforce what I was just talking about. Just go tweak it. Go tweak it. Not massive, overhaul, but go tweak it. Go get somebody who's going to make a difference, especially in the back half of this lineup, which we know.
Maybe that is a Ryan McMahon at third base, something like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like he's going anywhere. I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't feel like he's actually
on the
block.
Until you dangle Spencer Jones or something like that in a deal like that. But ultimately, you know what I think is going to happen with the Yankees this year, Tiki?
What's that?
I think the Yankees are going to the World Series this year. But I think they're going to lose the World Series this year to the Philadelphia Phillies.
Why are you going to predict they're losing?
Because here's what I think is going to happen. I think I'm going to get crossfire karma here. I spent a lot of time on a pool raft this morning going through what I envision happening.
It's nice to be in the afternoon drive.
It is, right?
You get pool time in the morning.
Yes, it was great with the kids this morning. The weather was beautiful. I didn't want to get out of the pool, but, Evan's in Mexico. Somebody's got to do the show. I think that we're going to answer for what all the Knicks fans did outside of that arena in taking over Philadelphia and dancing on the grave of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh.
And I think you get the Philadelphia rebuttal screw you tour back to New York. And I think the Phillies beat the Yankees in the World Series in Philadelphia.
I wonder.
And many of us are left crying in our Cheerios. And we'll be left with this conundrum.
Right.
Was that a successful year for the Yankees if they make the World Series and lose?
Well, it's farther than they've been in a while.
Right, but do you think the Yankee fan will be satisfied?
No, because if they get there, they might as well win it. That's going to be the mindset.
But will we have a loser's mentality going, at least they made the World Series final?
No, I don't think so. I think they'll be pissed. I think Yankee fans will be pissed. I'd be upset.
I'm hedging. I think we're going to have a loser mentality.
Really?
I think we're going to go, look, we're building something. We're going to sign, so it'll be back.
Stop.
I hope not. I'm just trying to be fair. I'm telling you what's happening. Now I'll tell you.
You know how hard it is to win a World Series?
Of course I know.
Like, how long has it been?
And now you're going to be like, how easy it was.
You know what we got here? I'll take my consolation prize.
I don't want to take the consolation prize. That's my gut feeling. I think what happens, and I'm going to look at Lugie all pissed off that the Knicks fans did that and realize that was our karma, and it got the Yankees. Now, as far as the Mets go, I have been dead wrong about the rally that they've had, but I think I've read this story before with the New York Mets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buyers of hope, the fun, plunky mess.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a rational buyers of hope.
No.
It's not going to be, let's pump up our fan base and then
Well, this is the way I look at it. All right, they're going to come out of the break here. Marlins, Yankees. I told you that the Yankees will beat them. Braves, so on and so forth. And they're going to go through weird teams, right? The Twins, the Angels. They're going to go back on the road versus Colorado. They're going to come home with the A's. Then you're going to get this weird little spot, Mr. Barber, towards the end of the year. Everybody's feeling good about the New York Mets. And the time is going to be August 19th as we start to really talk about the Giants and Jets. And the Mets are going to play three games versus the Orioles at home. Then they're going to go play four games on the road versus the Padres, three games on the road versus the Diamondbacks. And look around at that NL wildcard race right now. Those are teams that peer tier, as we like to say. And I think the Mets are going to stub their toe a little bit. They're going to have a 2-3 game lead on a wild card spot. They're going to give it a little back. And then we get to the rally run, even if they find a kind of figure this out. The Mets, final 10 games of the year.
Oh, this is brutal.
Four at home versus the Phillies, three on the road in Atlanta, three on the road in Milwaukee. And this is not me pouring haterade on the Mets. This season, one giant tease. And in those last 10 days, the Mets will enter with a playoff spot.
And lose it.
And they, by the last day of the year, they will leave the season not in a playoff position.
Oh, God, you're such a hater.
I'm not being a hater.
And by the way, you're not even counting the two series before that, because they have Philly.
Right. And they have Washington, but...
Right, but forget it. I mean, there's four series to end the season. Two of them are the best team in baseball.
And don't tell me the Phillies are going to lay down and die by that. The Phillies, those are not the last weekend of the series. They have two series after that.
Right.
So, ultimately, I think the Yankees will lose in the World Series, and the Mets will miss the playoffs. 888-808-1019. I don't want to hear any trash talk the rest of the year. If you don't call in right now at 888-808-1019, put your prediction on the record here. Who is going further? It will be the New York Yankees, but there will not be an October parade, is my prediction. Now, real quickly, before we get to any of your calls, we have two Mets fans taking the place of Lou Gower on the other side of the glass today, and Evan Roberts. I will start with Scones before I go to Rosie. Scones, diehard Met fan, Brian Rascona. Scones, you've heard everything me and Tiki have laid out. On the record, Mets and Yankees. Let's go.
No, the Mets are not going to go as far as the Yankees. Absolutely not.
Making the playoffs?
No, I don't see them making the playoffs
that's
either.
A Met fan.
If you heard any of my shows, I've said it. There's too many holes in this team for me to be a believer at this time. Sorry.
But the holes are basically in the bullpen.
Correct.
And so I don't believe it all. Fixable.
Yeah, but the starting pitching's not magnificent either.
Kodai Senga's going to come back.
Yeah, but how can
Sevy
he hasn't pitched in how long, and all of a sudden he's going to be the Kodai Senga of last year?
Yeah,
I don't see that happening.
I don't know either, but
exactly.
Doesn't it make you feel good, though?
It's good to see depth come back to the starting rotation, sure, but I don't know what to expect from Kodai Senga.
And you're probably going 6-man rotation at that point.
Right. Yeah. And you know, Severino, he's up there. He's been out, he's had injuries. He's great. He's done great this year. He's been the best pitcher on the Mets.
The last couple starts have been rough.
Right, but who knows what to expect for him the second half of the year? I'm skeptical. Quintana's hit or miss. Minaya's hit or miss. I'm skeptical of the starting pitching. I'm skeptical of the bullpen. You need those elements in order to make a playoff run, in my mind. You know, the lineup's the lineup. I think the lineup's great when you have Alvarez back and everybody's healthy, and to not even need Pete Alonso to perform, which you haven't really needed, is a positive.
Can you imagine
bit.
If he did?
Right. Imagine if he did pop out. I mean, which hopefully he does, but again, the rotation in the bullpen doesn't do it for me.
All right. So no playoffs, Mets. Yankees go further. Where do the Yankees go?
Yankees go, I would. Oof.
It's okay. We're all being honest here.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. Just you put me on the spot. I'm going to say they go to the ALCS again. They lose to the Astros.
Okay.
Oh, God. If that happens.
I mean, boy, you want to see a real
That's a Met fan trolling a Yankees right now.
I don't know. That's what I truly believe. Yes.
I mean,
that's
what I truly believe. I don't know.
Very realistic outcome, by the way. We've seen that play out.
Right.
I mean, they used to lose to the Guardians or something? I mean, come on.
They're not losing to the Guardians.
I know, you're right, but I'm just saying, can you hypothetically say someone that we don't hate?
No, that's been the storybook for the last few years, and I think it just continues, to be honest with you. I think the story keeps telling itself.
Rosie, we will have Yankee-Astro series that match the amount of new Ghostbusters remakes. Paulie Rosenberg, what do you have?
The Yankees are going to go further than the Mets.
Where?
The Yankees are going to the playoffs.
Wait, so just playoffs and not playoffs?
The Mets, right. That's how I'm counting.
The Mets are not making a playoff.
I don't think the Mets
are making a playoff. How about that? See, you thought I was a hater. The two Met fans working on the show today do not believe this team is making the playoffs.
I still think they actually might sell at the deadline in 2 weeks. They're a 500 team. Bottom line, they're a 500 team.
But
that's what they're
not. Over the last 40 games, they are not.
Do you really think they're this team that they were in June? Or do you really think it's possible that they go that they open up the second half 3-7.
Because I expect Lindor to continue to be the way he is, and Nimmo, and Iglesias. He's not going to hit 280 or 380 like he's been, but I expect him to be a contributor. Alvarez, all right, and Vientos. Like, the lineup is fine. And God forbid Pete Alonso becomes somewhat of a banger like he usually is. I know his doubles are up, but hit some home runs, Pete. Like, be that intimidator.
No doubt.
In this lineup, JD Martinez can get back on track. Like, I feel like they're fine lineup wise. Yes, I know the
sure.
I know the bullpen scares you and the starting rotation scares you, but like, there's something there.
There is.
There's something that's like intangible there, and you feel it.
There is an elephant in the room with the Met lineup, and it'll be a big time. Lindor is going to go through another one of these big slides because he's the streakiest player.
Are you sure?
I think so. It doesn't mean he's going to have a bad year, but he will have 2 to 3 weeks during the second half where Lindor is invisible again. But when he gets hot, it'll be the most unconscious hot. Right.
I also think Stearns has the guts not to leave a lot of value on the table. They can get so many like assets for all their guys that are expiring on deals this season. On Marte, if they want to move him, he expires next season. They have a lot of value, and Stearns is that type of GM that has the guts to make a big, big move if he doesn't think this team is going to win.
Well, hopefully they come out in their first game back after the All-Star break and just tee off on Edward Cabrera, sitting in the ERA.
I want nothing more than to be wrong, by the way. Let me make that clear.
Only thing they can do is start hot.
Huh?
All they can do is start hot.
All right. Predictions on the lines. 888-808-1019. We start the second half of the baseball season, and both Met fans working on the show today are with me. The Mets will miss the playoffs in typical Met heartbreaking fashion. And Yankee predictions all over the place. I think this team is going to the World Series.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.